to the award-winning team-building exercise season 3. Yeah, the guys are running out of ideas for lists, so this season is gonna be pretty random. I hope they just don't give up. Stop doing them. I think it's a great resource, but what do I know? In this one, the guys are gonna be talking about the best faction in Dead Zone. The Marauders. Now they better be taking some hulks or I'm gonna be very disappointed.
And welcome to Team Building Exercise, the award-winning show that is Team Building Exercise. It is Season 3, Episode 11, because it's a long season. We should take this month off, but no worse for the wicked. It's The New Marauders from Outbreak. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
I'm Coach.
And you might can tell I'm a little under the weather. It's my pre-con crud, so I'm getting out of the way early. But I'm going to power through. If I fall unconscious halfway through, one of you guys have to take over. How's that sound?
Perfect.
I think Jack should take over.
And I'll just have to bleep out all the coughing. Yeah, Marauders. Everybody's favorite faction. We saved the best for second last. And, yeah, this is it. Jack, I know you love the Marauders. You played them at Adepticon, so tell us. You'll never live that down. Tell us, what did you pick for your list?
What did you pick?
Well, I did make a list under protest. I was hoping that I would hear Georgie scamper in, because as a marauder himself, I thought that maybe it'd be a delight if you were to at least make an appearance.
Didn't we fire that guy?
Yeah, but under certain circumstances, I think we should make some exceptions.
He was conspicuously absent last time.
And missed.
Mm.
All right. I'm on the fence with that one. I know how Rob feels.
Yeah.
Well, it appears he's nowhere to be found. He's probably off doing goblin-y things. So I will just continue with my list without even a sliver of hope that he interrupts. So my strike team, the Marauders, for my leader, I went with the Commando Captain.
What?
Commando Captain, and I gave him a smoke grenade.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
Hey, Georgie, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty bad.
What?
Yeah, you had Tyler on an episode, and I'm very upset.
What? Why? What did Tyler do?
Don't you remember? Tyler's his arch nemesis.
Tyler did everything wrong.
Oh.
We should have checked with you, actually. Sorry, Georgie.
Yeah, we had that list. Remember, it was like Tyler was at the bottom of the bottom.
And on the top, it's Jack and Bill. Bill and Sue.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, there was a pecking order, and Tyler didn't make the cut.
Oh, okay.
And you know it's bad because Rob was over Tyler.
Yeah, I was actually higher than Tyler, so that's saying something.
That's saying something.
One day we're just going to have to get to the root of the problem, find out what it is, Georgie, that you're what's the real kernel to this beef, and then maybe we'll air some grievances, and the two of you can become buds.
Couples therapy.
I don't want to be friends with them.
We could do the thing where we put a knife in a room and close the door, and then whatever happens, happens.
I think trust falls. I think we need some trust falls.
Yeah, I mean, with a 7 fight, it wouldn't look too good for me.
Yeah, but he's got a 9 fight, doesn't he?
Oh, that's true.
Goblins have a 7 fight?
Gump's got 7 everything.
Wow. What the hell?
Well, if you've heard the Eye of the Goblin song that I have wholeheartedly a lot of time into, you would have known that goblins do have a 7 fight.
I don't think you have a 7 fight, though, in your list.
Yes, but that is not a legal list.
Oh.
He's not playing house rules. This is rule of law and Georgie's law.
Okay.
We're talking Georgie's
law. At least I go back and make V2 the Georgie list.
Well, it could be worse. It could be Z's. Z's are terrible.
Right. Anyway, I'm gonna go poop in Boomer's bed. Excelsior!
Wow, he's out.
That was
the same. I didn't even throw him out this time. He almost tripped over the chair. You heard that? He almost tripped over the chair this time. not the garbage can, but the chair.
You're just gonna keep placing things in his way until he wipes out again.
I make a obstacle course. It's like Goran Ninja. He's gotta get through the thing.
Goblin Ninja Warrior.
Yeah.
I think that should be a new show.
That might take off.
And the real problem is that he's gonna go poop in Boomer's bed, but I believe Boomer sleeps in Andrew's sock drawer, so.
That's Andrew's the real loser in this situation, I think.
If Georgie poops in his bed, would Boomer actually notice that?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. He probably wouldn't even notice.
I don't think.
He might actually enjoy it.
Yeah, maybe.
Ooh. Well, fecal eroticism aside, if we could just get on with the program, that would be nice.
Hijinks.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Oh, Boomer.
Where you been?
I was upset. Yeah, we haven't seen you in a long time. I thought you had been kicked out.
And Rob, I mean this from the bottom of my heart and wholeheartedly. You sound like
not today.
I know. I am currently dying, Boomer. This might be the last time you ever talk to me.
I don't want that to happen, Rob.
It's okay.
Oh, you struck a nerve.
I'll live, Boomer. It's all good. It's all jokes. I just got a little bit of a cough. It's not the black lung.
Rob Goblin for life.
So there you go.
You got anything else to say?
I'm not really good at
this.
He doesn't have an outline like Boomer does.
You know, Rob finally gets a mascot and he's got no material.
Nothing. He's like just dead weight.
But I do have to say I'm very happy that Tyler was on the last podcast.
Oh, there you go. Yay.
See, Rob, it really comes down to the point where you make the podcast and whoever likes it. It's just, there's nothing you can do about it. You can't make people like it.
No, not yet.
That is true. That is very true.
So, Jack, you have a commando captain, I believe.
Oh, hold on. Get out of here.
Boomer's still there. He's going to hang out for the whole show, aren't you, Boomer?
We're talking
Marauders. You can just pipe in when you want.
I'm going to go poop in Georgie's bed, but don't tell him.
Right, don't tell him. It's going to be some night.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be some surprises found. It's like Easter.
I don't have a leaving catchphrase like Georgie. I don't know. What should be my catchphrase for leaving me?
Bye, Boomer.
We're gonna workshop your personality. No, come on, hit the road. Get out of here.
No.
Jeez. That's rude.
That's what it does.
Wow, Jack.
Alright, screech and all, get out. 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 Oh, it worked. Get the hell out of here.
You just keep placing some things in front of him. So, Jack.
Does everyone else get drained? Like that entertainment negative void? Like it's a black hole of lulls whenever he's in the room. Like that? I don't know.
Lulls or lols? Because it's a big difference.
Both. Just the sucking sound of everything good about this podcast is just tainted by Boomer. Makes me sick.
Terrible.
Makes me want to puke.
Well, you know, I guess there's only one thing to do, right, Rob?
That's right. Please tell us what the commando captain's ability is, Coach.
All right, so I'm gonna tell the commando captain, right?
Yep.
I'm a little disheveled here. Okay. So he has something called tactical genius. So now we've been pretty upset with this one over the years. Essentially, The active model may immediately use and discard one of your opponent's move, shoot, or fight command dice results. This result may only be played once per activation, and the active model may not use a move, shoot, or fight command dice from the owning player's command dice pool. So basically, you steal one of them, move, shoot, or fight, and use it for yourself. But it can only be done once per dude.
It's dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah, him's pretty dirty.
Yeah.
I would like to think that I'm above and beyond the relishing in that kind of dirtiness, but clearly I'm not, because I took the commando captain. And really, honestly, he's got tactical genius, tactician 2, and you know what? He survives on 4, recon 4. Like, he's just good all the way around. So, like, even if it wasn't the fact that he was a bit of a naughty boy, he's still a decent leader.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Jack, you know, he's got a new ability, combat team training. What is that?
Combat team training. Okay. Let's take a look. Combat team training. Combat team training. As long as the model with his ability remains in the game, their strike team may reroll command dice, even if it has lost more than 50% of its models. So, for anyone else, once you lose 50% of your models, that's it. You're done. I guess the cohesion of your units have broken down, and it's reflected in the fact that you can't destroy the team once was. And this way, it nullifies that. I guess he's been such a good leader that his people can keep soldiering on.
You know, now I have to take a little umbrage with this, because we raised, you know, the price of the commando captain, and you know, we raised the VPs of him, but by giving him combat team training, it's really like
super powerful.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Just think about it. You lose 50%. And you get to re-roll. Let's say you got 2 guys left. And, you know, you got him and a Hulk. Let's just say, for argument's sake.
You're still getting
to roll 5 dice. And then you can re-roll them.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like.
Such a good ability.
Yeah. You could use tactical genius on it. And then you could use a move. It's good. It's really good. I think. And it's worth it. You know what I mean?
And even, 31 points with the smoke grenade, even the VPs, he's not an expensive leader for pills and whistles you get. He's not so outrageously priced that you go, would you not? No.
But he's where he needs, I think 28 points is good. It might even be a little cheap, honestly.
Oh, I think he is cheap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But also too, he's, you know, 6'6", 4. That's the thing. But he's still one of the best guys, man. He really is.
Yeah, you're not getting him in a fight, but he's only got a pistol. Even though it shows him with a baton. You should have given him a baton of some sort. Mm. Shock baton.
Yeah, that might work.
Don't they have something similar to that?
Yeah, the Maison.
No, I think that what's a Harunka? That's a knife.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I thought they had something. They used to have something.
The thing is, he's only allowed to shock Yindish, though.
Yindish?
Yeah. Why?
Because he can shock the monkey.
Oh, but I thought they were lions.
Oh, they're always the monkeys in our hearts.
Yeah, in our headcanon, Heathen Lion.
Yeah.
In my head movie.
Actually, I think even in the district, if you read the Dreadball descriptions of them, they describe much more as monkeys than lions. Because they live in trees and...
Dead giveaway.
Then what do they have manes?
I don't know. And they have little puffs on their tails. They look like lions, but they're actually monkeys.
Maybe they're a cross hybrid.
But there's plenty of simians and orangutans. They have manes like that. That's a pretty...
I don't think any of them have puffy tails, though, do they?
I don't think they have tails.
No, monkeys have tails, and apes do not.
Really? Yep.
Anyways, that's we're way off topic here. So that was Commando Captain.
Let's dial it back.
None of us are Gene Goodall over here, so let's go back to the Marauders, where we're experts at.
I'll be Jean Goodall if you can be Coco.
They're the same person. It was always her inside the monkey suit. Didn't you know that?
No. No. Wow. You went down a rabbit hole on YouTube once, and it's...
I forget who says that, but I laugh every time.
too soon.
It makes no sense. Okay. I like how Sick Rob can't just wrangle us in. He's the ringmaster.
I'm too weak.
Just too weak in any weakened state. We end up talking about...
I'm delirious too, so it's not helping.
It's xenobiology.
Very important.
Okay. So for my troops, I have three.
Hey guys. Hey guys.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Chief Mamalunka.
Get the hell out of here. No. If I'm getting a message,
oh my god, that was the best voice for Chief Mamalunka. He scared me at first. I thought it was hallucinating.
He just got finished saying how he's delirious. Hey guys.
You know what?
Oh my god.
Hey, everybody, put him up. Drinks up, here you go. There you go. That was a good.
Oh my god.
You alright, Jack?
That's Rob apparently losing his lungs.
Oh my god.
I was just saying, because I know you're having a libation also, so I was just making sure you're okay.
Oh yeah, no, that was on the precipice. There was a percent chance there was another character entering the canon, and well, they didn't have to get their own show at that point.
It's true.
Way too many interruptions today. Way too many.
Had to make up for last one.
Yeah, well, that's true. So, Jack, what are you taking? Just foregoing the troops like last time.
Feels like we're foregoing the show at this point.
No, I think it was a leader he forgot to do last time.
Oh, okay.
Quote unquote forgot to do.
Yes. But no, I made a legitimate list. I apologized for my shenanigans last time. My view of the orcs as a model should not dictate how professional I am on the award-winning team building exercise.
That's right.
So for troops, I took three commandos.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's FOG Andrew.
Enough. Subscribe to Superhero Crew. Get out of here. Holy smokes.
I like that one.
You know what? Not for nothing. This is some racist
You guys gotta stop with these cursings, okay? I'm getting really tired.
What's going on here?
Superhero Crew is quite good.
I do like Superhero Crew, but this is not the time and the place to plug Superhero Crew on YouTube.
He just put out a video about Punisher 2099. It was quite funny.
Rob, don't start, because he's going to come back now.
Okay, so three commandos and three mobbies.
Keep going, Jack. Forge on through. Good job. All right, so that's okay. Three commandos, three mobbies.
Those are my six troops.
Just enough for two vehicles.
Jack, mobbies. I know. Don't glance over the fact, even though we've been interrupted. I know how you love them. Go ahead. What's so great about Morbius?
Because they're dogs. Dogs are awesome.
Well, they're lions. Come on.
but they have clubs for tails.
That's true. It looks like a little penis, actually.
Oh, it does. Like mushroom-like.
Yeah.
Was my thought, but yeah.
You know, just for the English guys, I'll say it looks like a bell end.
There you go.
Yes.
We'll edit all that out. No, we're not, because I can't.
A turgid, erect,
actually, it kind of turns to the one side. It's got a little curve in it.
So Pyrone's yet still turgid, erect, and throbbing.
I lost everything after Belen. But anyway, other than the penis tail, they got a 5-up survive.
2-3 speed. Movement, yeah, that's the speed
AP,
I like.
AP1, man.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're 12 points, and that's about where they should be.
Yeah, they got beasts, so they can't do much. But
they were so, what were they, like, I don't know, 2 points last time? Remember, they were so cheap?
Yeah, I think they were like 6. Yeah, yeah. It was crazy.
Nah, it was crazy. But they're great, man. They're a little bit better than the plague dogs. And you know how much we love plague dogs here.
They've got the speed that you need to tie people up. They're small, they're nimble. You can really use those as like shock troops to get, you know, to engage some people. And they're size one, so if you've got some snipers or someone hidden up on a walkway or something, you think, they're pretty safe. Not from these guys. These guys are, they reach out and touch someone.
Yeah, steal some move dice and get them going.
Yeah. And then for my specialists, I have 3 Rainmakers.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah, what more can you say? They're,
gotta love them suits.
They're amazing. Like,
yeah.
They've got the rotary cannon, so you've got some way to fire. You've got the rocket salvos, so you've got some indirect. You've got the Hue Beamer, so you've got some AP.
Frag grenade launcher?
Yeah, like, there is a little something for anything that you. Any problem that pops up, you've got the tool in the toolbox to take care of it.
Just remember the Hue Beamer is heavy.
Yeah. But actually the Hue Beamer is the one I'd use the least. I guess if you're going up against a Strider or something. AP3.
Yeah, AP3. That's
otherwise the rotary cannon's way to fire one, but unlimited frags, that guy would just be 3 of them dropping unlimited frags. Come on. That's crazy.
Come on.
Amazing.
Then again, also the rocket salvo.
Yeah, it's only one use, though.
It's only one use, but that's that Rob situation where he drops him on you in the in your deployment zone.
Yeah, first round, the very first thing all 3 of them are going to do is rocket salvo with your extra activations, and then as people try to get out of there, they run up on you, and you just start dropping frags as your mob beast run in to eat whatever's left. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think I'm the only one that's going to be taking some Rainmakers.
I wish I had taken this many. That's all I'm saying.
How many did you take? Jack, how many did you take? I'm sorry.
I took 3.
Wow.
And I gave 2 of them holosites.
Whoa.
That's so ridiculous.
Those are some expensive models. that's a lot of eggs in one basket, but I think...
They got armor 1, size 3. They're not. They got 4 saves. That's pretty good. Solid.
Yeah. Yeah. Boy, oh boy. It's a fine looking. You know, some of the factions have like some standouts. The Marauders have always been pretty solid. Some factions have had some ups and some downs. You know, the Marauders have always been solid, have remained pretty solid. Maybe even bordering on one of the better factions in the game.
It's always been one of the better factions.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
It has been. Yeah.
Always been.
So yeah, that is my strike team. That's 18 VPs, 200 points on the nose, on the bell end, and and really, I don't know how much more you could be wanting when you see, you know, what the Marauders have to offer. It's not like there's one of those things I wish I had or something.
And you didn't even have to work that hard to get 200. All you had to do is throw in a smoke grenade. Like, usually you have to work really hard to get that number by adding weird stuff, but this is a legit list. Like,
oh, not me though. For me, it comes like leaves on breeze. I find it hard not to get 200.
Yeah.
Jack is, I am a little taken aback, Jack, that you got to 200 took some items. You know what I mean?
Well, and honestly, smoke is where it's at.
Yeah.
In the meta of the game as it is right now, the smoke is so good when you have some hand to hand, mobbies, and when you want to move in position with like your fire teams with the Rainmakers, you want to keep them, you know, pretty protected. So it's not like you're throwing away, you're not buying a med pack or something. It's a legit purchase.
The only faction that has a smoke grenade launcher is Veerman, or does anybody else have one?
No, just the Veerman.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's the best,
yeah. Yeah, that's That's pretty cool.
Boomer, actually. Boomer has unlimited grenades, doesn't he? Is he unlimited?
Yes.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yes, he does.
Using elites, you got Boomer.
He just dropped a couple of those in Georgie's bed.
He did. Those might have been stun grenades.
Actually, Jack's already got the book, but the new book, Boomer might be making a comeback.
Ooh, the Mercs, yes, the Mercs book.
Don't call it a comeback. He's always been there.
Been in it for years.
Well, we've done quoting obscure rap artists. We could maybe go on to a commercial and then come back and see what's doing in Rob's list.
Yeah. Good job, Jack, being the taskmaster. We'll be right back, I guess. Rob, can we take a commercial?
Yep. I already did.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood plague lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
Hi, what up, what up, what up? Barring any other interruptions, we're going to get to Rob's list because he's a little under the weather, but we're going to get to it. So, Taskmaster, your favorite faction, what do you got?
I've actually softened on the Marauders over the years. I used to really hate them, but for some reason they've grown in my heart like a virus. That may be why I'm sick. But, and in my embracing of the Marauders, I went full filth, commando captain. No smoke grenade for me, but 28 points, 3 VPs. We talked about him a lot. Tactician 2, Recon 4 plus, the best leader you can get. Currently, I think. And that new combat training, great new ability. You're going to hide him somewhere. He's never going to move where he is. He's just going to be hiding in a building somewhere. But from that building, he's going to be directing traffic and making your whole group so much better just by his stealing. His dirty, dirty, filthy stealing.
Terrible.
Yeah. And like Jack, I took some troops and I decided to, instead of going for the commandos because, commandos suck, I went for 6 mob beasts because,
what?
As Coach says, if you like something, take 6 of them.
Yep.
So I took 6 mob beasts. 12 points, 1 VP, great. AP 1, so I got tons of AP. Melee AP in this army. And, that 2-3 speed is why I like to tie people up. And, after seeing Jack's list, I should have done what Jack did. But instead, since I took 6 troops, I took 2 stunt bots.
Wow.
Ooh.
They're exactly the same. They got the buzzsaw thermal cannon collection. I was gonna give them a flamer, but it's I think it's one use or something stupid. When you look at their,
Is it?
Yeah, the Walker Assault Flamer. It burns 1 use for 4 points. I'm like, 1 use? What's the point of that?
The auxiliary, yeah. But it's only 4 points.
Yeah, but they don't have very much options for walkers. Yeah. So I had to take what I took. Because they can't have anything else. But the Thermal Cannon is pretty good. It's only range 4, but it's AP 1. But the Buzzsaw is great. It's Frenzy 1, but they already have Frenzy, so it's actually Frenzy 2.
Yep.
Solid 7 beast. 7 points, yeah. But, so they're 36 points, so they're only 1 point more expensive than Jack's Rainmakers with a, hollow sights, but they are size 4, armor 3, so they're gonna be tough to kill.
Yeah.
5s across the boards, but that's not good.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah.
Stunt bots is something we'd never put in the list, but since it's coming back, we're gonna all be able to buy them soon, so.
How about this? How about this? They're coming back and they're going to get better.
Well, there you go. But even as is, I don't mind. I just wish they're going to have more options, I hope, because I think they have more arm options, so that'll be fun.
I would say better options.
Yeah. Which is good, because, yeah, right now they don't have great options, but still fun. And so I had 28 points left. So when you have 28 points, you buy something for 27 points, which is a Ripper Rainmaker.
Oh.
Because, yeah, they're awesome. And I wish I had taken three of them instead of Stump Bots. I might have taken an extra couple Mobbies then. But c'est la vie. The combination of mine and Jack's list would be perfect. But right now, I'm happy enough with this list. And, I can't wait for new Stump Bots. That's my new wish list for this year for Dead Zone, is to buy me a couple of Stump Bots. That's it. And, Coach, what about you? You got anything going on? Anything fun and exciting?
You know, once again, I have to do something different because I know YouTube mooks are taking stuff. So the way I did it was I went with the Marauder Warlord.
Ooh. I thought you might take him. I knew you wouldn't take Commando Cam because you knew we'd take it, but I thought you might take the Warlord.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think if you take the Commando Sergeant, you have to do a certain build. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But the Marauder Warlord 534, he's size 2, so he's got 3 wounds. He's about the size of a Peacekeeper. That's you know, the thing. TAC 1, he's got tough. Frenzy 1, 534 across the board. Moves on a 1 to 2. But he has the Green Rage, which is you spend a command dice to give Frenzy 4 to a model for the rest of the round. You may spend this dice before taking any fight test. If the model already has Frenzy, then use the higher of the two values. I don't think anyone is going to have higher than a Frenzy 4.
No.
So, works out good. So now, fleshing out, I went with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Goran Auxiliaries. They are only 10 points, 1 VP, 6, 5, 4. They do have a heavy pistol with weight of fire 1, which on a 6 shoot is still horrible. But they're really cheap, so that's why I took them. And I figure with the rest of the things that I'm taking, I will be taking 1 Goblin Sniper because, you know, come on, got to take one. I've taken 2 Ripper Rainmakers. And I've taken 1 Ripper Mauler.
Ooh.
Okay. And you think that would be it because it's a lot of stuff going on here. But these guys are so damn cheap that I had enough money to pick up a slightly used gun track with the heavy mortar.
Nice.
Okay. And on top of that, I'm taking 2 smoke grenades for a whopping 6 points. And that brings me to 2 hundo points.
Who are you giving the smoke grenades to?
Nice.
I don't give the smoke grenades to anybody until we start the game. You know that. But I'm thinking
probably the Gorans.
Yeah, maybe the Gorans. Because even if they miss, it'll bounce around and do what it has to do. I was thinking of giving it to the Mauler, but he ain't got a shoot stat.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah. But, you know, maybe one of the suits, maybe the Goblin Sniper, just for the hell of it, you know, because they'd probably get elevated or whatnot. But, that's 200 points on the button. I went a different way, making a little difference. So a little bit of firepower, a little bit of fighting. Then you got the Mauler with a lot of fighting, and then the Green Rage Marauder Warlord. He's a guy you get up there. I mean, I could even give him the smoke grenade. Just to, you know, like maybe run up and then.
Oh, he does have a shoot set, yeah.
Well, he's got the, he actually has a heavy pistol, which is range 4, weight of fire 1.
Oh, yeah, those are cool. The Goran have a good weapon. They have the heavy pistol too, which is a pretty good weapon for just a grunt.
Right, right.
I like it better than the rifle with a rapid fire.
Yeah. But then again, you got range 6, so.
Yeah, a couple extra range.
Range 6 with a 5 fight, with a 5 shoot is a lot different than a range 4 weight of fire with a 6 fight, a shoot. You know what I mean? It's, I don't know the dice numbers, but that damn six is just crazy. But the five fight is not bad.
You know? Yeah, because you think weight of fire is good. Like, that's better than rapid fire for sure. But six shoot, that might take up the weight of fire right then and there. Like, that might offset that. It's a hard – I didn't choose the grind basically because I couldn't see exactly. I couldn't noodle out where they came in that.
Yeah, you know, with the Goran, you're shooting, you're definitely using that weight of fire every time you roll, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, in the same vein of the Veermen, you know, they're so cheap that they're just kind of fodder to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
And with this, I went with a really elite list. I mean, you know, taking the mortar, the heavy mortar, and then taking four specialists. You know, I mean, you guys took all like six troops. I only took five. So I went kind of another way, you know, but,
I took the gun track and I've always been a fan of the gun track. I've done that in past episodes. I like that.
I love it. And it's indirect. The thing is indirect. The Hubium, it's out. Because if anything, you just take the Hulk.
Wait, is it 25 points for a mortar in the thing?
Yes, 25.
Yeah, it's not horrible. Does it give you an extra? No, extra two VPs, so he's four VPs, though. That's the bad
one. Yeah, but he's hiding in the back.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, as much as you can hide. And, 1-1. You're not going to move him much.
Yeah, five wounds, armor one, you know.
Yeah, not horrible.
Not bad.
So, yeah.
And that's that?
Yeah, it was not as different from my list as our lists as I expected, but it was different. You got the Rainmakers in there.
Yeah, well, come on.
Those are tight. But that's, yeah. So, another break, I guess. That was quick. We're too quick. And we'll go. We got a lot to talk about in the hate, though, so it should be good.
Yeah.
We'll have to bring back Munkalunka there to fill some time. See if he's got any juice. If he could jazz his show up.
He got some J.U. ice.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie list, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
Welcome back. We are doing the award-winning Team Building Exercise. Moments before Adepticon, we're squeezing this one in. And speaking of what's left over, what's being done as an afterthought, what troops didn't we take?
Well, technically, we're currently at Adepticon. Oh, sorry, Coach, you're not there.
Got to do that, huh?
Coach, you've done him dirty right on the show.
Yeah, that was pretty mean. I'm sorry.
I'm glad that you said that. I still have an announcement that I will still not be going this year.
Yeah. We tried. What didn't we take? Let's see. We didn't take, Commando Sergeant. I think last time I made a list, I made the Commando list, which is just the Commando Sergeant and all Commandos and Specialists, Commando Specialists. But you have to have Commando in your name to make his special, what is it called? Command. By the numbers, be effective. It's, and all it is a reroll, right? So.
Well, it's nice because you can reroll any normal test made by a model with the Commando in their type. So Commando Specialist, Commandos. The thing is with this is you can do a Commando Sergeant, take it for 18 points. Shaving off about 10 points from the other leaders and just run him with everybody else, having him, you know, like reroll the splats. You know what I mean? If you don't want to do a commando heavy list, you don't have to be like, you know, locked into a commando list. You could just use them as whatever. That's like the enforcer. You take the Pathfinder sergeant, but not any Pathfinders. He's the cheapest one, and it's the same thing. You just have to reroll the splats. You know what I mean? If you didn't want to.
Yeah, that's true. You're not beholden to a theme list, but
right.
But it lends its, I think it's one of the most where like the synergy is like right there, right bold faced. What you're supposed to do is, you know, like he's not a bad leader by any stretch of imagination, but I couldn't make a list and not go lean right into the commandos.
Yeah. That's the only reason to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good for, I bet, with a 100-point list or something, really low level lists. That would be good because you could really load up. But if you're playing like a regular game, it's a little weak, I think.
Yeah.
Or if we're talking in theoreticals that everyone has all the models and all like that. Mm. If you needed to field, you know, basic orcs and you didn't have all the showy, like you don't have three rainmakers, you know.
That's true. We are showing off that we have three rainmakers.
Yeah. That makes a good entry level list for getting in the dead zone.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you're going to have the basic. If you just have a bunch of orcs lying around, you could build a list with him and it'd be still pretty effective. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he's not terrible, but when the other two are better, that's usually what you're going to grab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He is cheap too, right? It's only 18 points. Yeah.
And he's exactly where he needs to be.
Yeah. Next thing we didn't take, we took all the troops, but there isn't much selection of troops. There's only three different types of troops. Mm-hmm. And compared to some of the ones, that's not much. For a group that we usually say there's a lot of variety for, it's not a lot of troop choice. Mm-hmm. But they used to be worse. They had to add the Gorin and they used to only have two troops.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The orcs don't believe in having a variety in their troop choices. It's all about the specialists is where they get the variety.
But their specialists are really good. That's the issue.
Yeah. But that's fine. Like, their troops are pretty basic. They're not, you can't say any of these are the best troops in the game. Not like we usually say about, you know, the Khaleesi or the Pathfinders or various other ones. Mobbies are good, but they're not great.
But the commando is one of those troops that are compared to other troops, like as a benchmark.
Yeah, which is good. Like he should be the pretty average troop. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. That's good. And, so then it's specialists. So we didn't take a commando specialist, which pretty much is going to go, a flame or two or a rocket launch. What can they have here? They can have HMGs, which would probably be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
What else? That's about it, right?
You can give him an HMG. I don't know if you want to give him a heavy pistol for whatever reason. You know, the flamers, like you said.
Do they have a flamer?
Yes. It's 4 points, range 2.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Volatile, it burns, and it's light assault.
Can they they can't have heavy explosive, though.
They can't have heavy. They can't?
Nope.
Well, then they're fine. Well, never mind.
Yeah, it confused me. Yeah, because then I was like, oh, they could have frag launchers, but no, they can't have that. Who can have that?
It's a good question. Frag launchers.
Heavy melee, heavy explosive. Oh, you can outfit a Ripper Mainmaker with other stuff. Well, that's kind of cool, actually. Does it replace everything or just one weapon?
I don't know. I guess, you know what?
I've never even thought they could switch out their weapons.
I never even thought to do that because
why would you?
Yeah,
you got four awesome weapons to choose from.
That's true. They already have all those weapons, anyways.
Yeah,
it's the only thing you could give them was a flamer, which I don't think they need a flamer. But
that's crazy. You know, I'll write this down.
Yeah, I think the commando specialist should be able to get a flamer. Anyways, the only thing we didn't take. I'm glad you took a goblin sniper because Georgie would have been upset.
Yeah.
Gorin Saboteur, which is just the Gorin specialist. They do come with the Hrunka, and a couple grenades. They get a stun, or one grenade, they get a stun grenade, one use, which is kind of fun. They automatically get that. And they can have light melee, which is, I think, just the Hrunka anyways, so.
Yeah.
Or a Ripper Talon or a Claw.
So they, and they also have Scout.
Oh, they have Scout, yeah. So that helps a little bit. So they are a little bit better than just, they're not just the Gorin specialist. They've got a little bit extra going on there. That's kind of right. Fun. Yeah. Marauders aren't known for scouting. I don't think. There's not a lot of scout in their army, so. I don't think you'd want to run this guy up by himself. He'd get ripped apart pretty fast. It's not like, you know, Pathfinders or someone who can, you can actually support them. These guys. Right. Yeah. I'm not sure
and,
that.
And with the, you know, with Recon 4 Plus, you can, Scout has its place. Some factions need to use Scout, but if you don't have to, if you can win the Recon role, then it you know, you can move up, you know, a Rainmaker a couple spaces or something. That's far, far better. It's not the Marauder's wheelhouse for Scout, I don't think.
No, not at all. The next one we didn't take was, which I thought for sure Coach would take, is a Hulk. You didn't take a Hulk.
You know what? At the last second, I took him out because I figured the suits and the Ripper. So I was going to go with a Hulk in two Ripper suits. You know, not the Ripper suits, the Maulers.
Yeah.
And one Hulk. But then I was like, you know what? I need a little firepower in here because I got too many of the Gorans. So
he's very similar to a Ripper suit. He's the same stats as the, he's 1-2, one in one size or one armor in three size. So he's similar that way. He's got better shoot than the Ripper suits. And, he has the same save, but he comes with that Hue cannon, which is always good. It's heavy, but his has got weight of, one's a Hue beamer and one's a Hue cannon. That's why.
Right.
Similar weapon, but, range 12, which is always nice. So he's like your sniper. You throw a, hollow set on him. He could stand at the back of the board, just snipe some people. It is tough ability. He's going to be hard to kill. Yeah, they're good, but yeah.
You got to get him in combat. You know, cause, he's got the Hue cannon. It's heavy. So you're going to be rolling one less dice in combat.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Stay way at the back of the board. You don't think of it. You think of he's going to be some kind of combat beast, but you just stay way at the back of the board with him. Get him up high, give him a hollow sight and just let him snipe. He's a better version of a Gauntlet Sniper. He just costs twice as much.
Yeah. Well, it'd be 38 points.
That's almost three times as much.
Yeah. It's serious business right there.
We've said that in the past. You look, that big boy, he's ready to rumble. They're not the combat beast that the model portrays. Yeah. They are a sniper.
Yeah.
It's those big beefy biceps and those handsome glutes. No, all deceptive.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but all mine are females and they don't like to fight. They'd rather shoot. So
they still have the biceps and glutes though.
Yeah, that's all right. You know, but it's a pretty bicep and glutes.
But, the Hulks are, they're expensive. That's for what they're going to be. Like I say, the snipers, I think I would still take a Hulk over three Goblin snipers. I think it's going to be more effective.
Yeah.
Personally. So I, it just didn't fit into my list, but I do like the Hulks.
Yeah. And the AP5 is good, but even if you don't use the AP5, you'll still be,
yeah, you got a white fire one.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's still pretty good. But that AP5 is just, you're going to go up against some, somebody's coming at you with some Forge Father tech. You're going to start slicing those guys up. I guess if you know who you're fighting, you could really make a list to go against them better. So if you know you fight somebody who always brings armored guys, you're going to throw more of these heavy AP things in. Next one you didn't take. Which, I wouldn't say it's too big of a surprise, but it is a newer model. It's the Skyscraper. I bet Coach didn't take it because of the way he's modeled. Cause you could pretty much shoot him from anywhere on the board.
Yeah, man.
He's like a tower. 1-3, no armor, size 1. He's got a jump pack. That's his big claim to fame. Other than that, he's pretty useless.
Mm. Well, I could say that, just wait for the new book.
Yeah, he's a bit, he doesn't really do much. You get the jump pack, that's it.
Yeah.
So, and like you say, the way he's modeled, man, that's, he wants to be shot, this guy.
Yeah, he's got a sign on him.
Yeah. But, somebody was making a whole list, with all skyscrapers in it, and I thought that was pretty impressive. ballsy, even.
To what end? What's the thing that when you multiply it makes them?
I guess they just probably just likes the look of them, so you put a whole army of them. But I can't see the point. Jump packs are useless at the best of times, and just giving him it, making him the same points as like an enforcer doesn't make him an enforcer.
So you guys, that's where we disagree. Jump packs, they're important.
Yeah. Just build your walls with four walls like a human, and you'll be fine.
Yeah, well, you know, because if you want to play ineffectual dead zone, then yeah, I got you. But you know,
you want to play paintball. That's what you want to play. Where no, I your walls play don't a, have.
I want to play in a war torn galaxy where walls have been blown apart.
But even if they've been blown apart, they're partial walls. You can climb up. It's only if there's no wall. So,
right. In the future. Bombs are really strong, and they blow walls off.
Just walls, though, not leaving any debris and just knocking the wall, just disappearing a wall.
No, yeah, exactly. Like they phase, like whoop, and it's gone. It's that one little section of wall, but because the enforcer ships are so strong, the other walls hold up.
I see. Or two, yes. Mob Beast Bomber. We've talked about why we don't like Mob Beast Bombers. Anyone want to go over why we don't like Mob Beast Bombers?
Yeah, because
this was my one bone of contention that I may have said was on my mind. By strapping a suicide vest to an animal, that doesn't make it a specialist. I don't mind the point cost. Yes, the ordnance you've put on its back does cost, and it is something different. But why are you paying troop tax for something that's going to be suicide? Like it's something that like I wouldn't mind having one or two mobbies with a bomb on there, and you know, gets in hand to hand, gets killed, explodes, you know, that's fun and all, but it's just that troop tax. I don't know, the boom is one of those contentious things. People like it, people don't. You know, it has some uses. Sometimes it could be a liability, but yeah, it's just the fact that they're a specialist irks me.
I think it's just, I think like you said, the way to use them is get them in combat as a regular mob beast, and then you just get the added bonus of it blowing up. But, you know, it also blows up your dudes that are in there with him if it just happens to be that way, you know? So it's a weird mechanic.
Unless you choose to detonate him when it's, you know, when he's in there alone, that's not a choice I would make often. I don't think it would be a very rare time when I thought that was necessary. But most of the time you go in, you send in like, okay, he's got a friend plus one dice. Okay. Move. He's charged. He's got a friend. Like usually you pile on. So if you've got a couple commandos in there and the Mob Beast Bomber comes in, you hope that he's not the one that goes first.
Right. It kind of breaks the mechanics of the game in a way. Like, you know, like what you would think is a mechanic of the game, you know, the basic, you know, fighting whatever. But, it's also too, if let's say you run him into a cube, you blow him up, your opponent gets the VPs for him. You know, even though you arbitrarily blow them up, the other guy gets the VPs. So you got to be wise about that. I think the best way is, you know, kill him and then he blows up.
I think it should be a – what's the difference in points? It's only two points difference. So a two-point item that you can only give to beasts, that's a – it's like Jack said, a suicide vest. It's boom four. So you can just – you don't even need a beast bomber. It's an item you can give to your mob beast. That would solve all the problem. Like, and then you could just, then nobody would know if you wouldn't have to tell people if you had it, if you don't tell people what items are in people. Mm. So you don't know if a mob beast has it and all of a sudden he blows up. A little bit more surprise.
You look across the table, there's four mob beasts and you look at your opponent's eyes and you can see, well, there's a bomb, doesn't it? There's some bombs over there and a little cruel smile creeps up on just on one side of their mouth.
Yep.
You can hear the creaking.
Exactly.
Then the rest of the game, you're wondering which one's the one that's going to be coming in hot.
Yep. And just when you least expect it, it's going to be that one. Anyways, so that's about it. That's what we didn't take. Generally, everything's pretty useful on the Marauders. There's a few duds, but mostly everything's good. I'm amazed Coach took a gun track, but it, the mortar, it's good. It's pretty expensive, but it's still good. At range 10 on a mortar is, that's pretty fun.
25 points is nothing.
Yeah, it's not horrible, yeah. But, yeah, generally, we've always said it, is that the Marauders are cheap. I don't think there's anything overpriced on the Marauder list. Everything's at least okay or underpriced. It's always been that way. That's kind of their shtick. I kind of made peace with it. It used to be annoying, but now it's just like, ah, that's the Marauders. Oh, those wacky Marauders. They're always so much cheaper. But, yeah.
But some of the stuff has gotten more expensive, but where it needed to be.
Yeah, it's not ridiculously cheap anymore. Like you said, no. It used to be those mob beasts were like, okay, that's for 6 points. They can chew up AP right. one. They can chew up a lot of stuff.
And it was the same price as a plague dog. And, you know, the mob beasts are just so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. I think that wraps it about up, don't you? Anything else you guys going to talk about?
Nuh-uh.
No, we just have to determine what's the next.
whose turn is it to choose? Is it yours, Jack?
We'll mull that over. We'll make a educated.
Well, we just not choose and make it a surprise.
That's true. It's a big surprise. For the very last episode of this season, the big surprise is coming up in April. See if you can guess. If you can guess, comment below. You can
hit like and subscribe and
yep. And you can always go to Dead Zone the podcast on deadzonegame.podbean.com. Join our Facebook group. Come on Discord for both Family Gamer 777 and Dead Zone the podcast, amongst other things like Mobile Armor Radio. My mech show has a Discord, and also Andrew's comic channel, Superhero Crew, has a Discord also. So yeah. If you want to discuss anything in those subjects, come on over. You can go to Family.
We got a lot of nerd stuff covered, so yeah, come on out.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know if we're missing anything. Family Gamer 777, you're putting a lot of Legion content out currently, because it's hot.
And that's what we're playing now, you know, and we just finished, I could say that we just finished up the Outbreak book, the new Outbreak book, and that'll be out very soon, and then we'll have a lot of coverage on that.
What's the
I
name?
I think everybody's just, it's the Outbreak book, too.
No, it's got a new name. What's the name of it? Jack, you always remember this name. What is it called?
It might be Outbreak.
They've announced a name. I just can't remember. I could never remember what it's called, and Jack usually remembers, but I don't think he remembers now either.
It's the Necronomicon.
We wish. So that's, the new Dead Zone book. So once summer comes.
King Yellow.
Once it comes out, we'll be doing it all over again because it's going to change everything again. Every year, everything changes. No, I'm sure that'll be.
There's going to be some things that you guys are pissed at, and I can't wait to talk about them.
Yeah. Ooh. See, I'm infecting him over the internet.
Skype has spread your viral. All our listeners right now are actually.
They're all starting to cough.
Feel that little tickle and a little sniffle. And, I wonder where that's coming from. It's coming from Rob.
That's right. Speaking
down with the sickness.
So, yes, I'm spreading the plague. Next month, we talked about that. What else is there, guys? I'm out of it. I'm losing it here. I'm losing my sense of direction.
No, that's it, man. We're right on track.
Yep. Yeah. That's about it. Like I said, it's going to be a new season coming. We'll probably take May off because we usually take March off, but just so we can set up for when the book comes out, we'll start again. So we'll see.
Don't forget the extravaganza.
I don't know if we can. This is a long season. I don't think we can have an extravaganza this year.
Rob.
We weren't even supposed to have this episode. Who's the taskmaster now? I'm sick, and you put us to work, Coach.
I gave you an out.
We didn't budget for extravaganza.
This has gone way too long. Yeah, we're at the 12 episodes for this season. Usually it's like, I don't know, 8? How many factions were there? It's crazy this season.
Well, we had two new factions.
I know.
Brand new factions.
It's crazy.
Crazy talk.
And we still haven't discussed, we were supposed to discuss the Mars attacks. We never did talk about Mars attacks.
We were?
We've had the human and Martian betalists on the list for a long time to talk about, and we've never talked about them.
I'd rather do extravaganza.
Yeah, me too. If we're voting for special events.
Well, both of you better start thinking what you want in the extravaganza, because I wash my hands of this season.
Oh, dear.
Oh, man.
I remember the last time I was put in charge and I had a whole show mapped out. Yeah.
What was the name of that show again?
Oh, there was going to be meme building exercise and theme building. Yeah.
Yeah.
That some butts got hurt and some boobs got sore. Well, that was awful.
Knock the dust off. That'll be the extravaganza.
Okay.
Because, yeah, we're not doing any more lists. God, we usually extravaganza. We do all these extra lists. We've done too many lists this year, people. It's more than a year. It's going to be a year, actually. Crazy.
Wait a minute. So the listeners right now, the millions and millions of listeners, the people who sit down and say, let's listen to the show and give them another award. And they tune in to hear lists. And we're gonna break that. I think there's a modicum of trust between us and the listeners. And for us to go against that, it's appalling to even think about that.
It'd be a betrayal.
The listeners don't know what they want. We tell them what they want.
Here we go.
Oh, here we go.
There we go. He's feeling better.
Yeah.
No, I'm so sick of the truth is coming out.
He becomes a theocrat.
Yeah, that's right. Anyways, I think we've gone on too long. Next month.
After Georgie leaves, we go on too long.
Yeah. I can't wait till Chief Mumalumpka comes back. He's my favorite. God,
I will not authorize that as my mascot. I'm sorry. This is not happening.
He scared the sh-
No. Not in my cage.
Out of me. Okay. I've been Rob.
I'm Jack.
I'm Coach. By protest.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?